aid for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Another $800 million in military might will be sent out to fight off the Russian invasion.
This is the first time that we know of that the U.S. has authorized the transfer of 100 tactical drones to Ukraine. Turkey provided 50 TB2 armed drones 2 years ago, and they've been remarkably effective. Now, President Biden is sending 100 small, lightweight drones that can loiter above a target for 30 minutes, be directed from dozens of miles away using real-time GPS. The drone itself crashes into the target and explodes. The U.S. is also sending 800 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, the shoulder-fired point-and-shoot missiles that the U.S. gave the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, which brought down so many Soviet helicopters that even saying their name out loud struck fear in the hearts of Russian pilots.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces in Mariupol destroyed a theater where hundreds of people have been sheltering and have continued their bombardment of other major cities, even as the two sides continue to negotiate an end to the fighting. The Russian Defense Ministry denied bombing the theater. Twitter says it's begun labeling multiple state-affiliated media accounts from Belarus. Belarus has been an ally of Russia during its invasion of Ukraine. An appeals court ordering Jussie Smollett to be released from jail on bond while lawyers appeal his conviction for lying to police.
A judge in Illinois last week sentencing the actor to 150 days in jail. Lawyers sought his immediate release, citing concerns for his safety and mental health. Smollett was convicted on 5 counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police about being the victim of a racist homophobic attack in 2019. Authorities say Smollett staged the hate crime, hoping the attention would boost his career.
Fox's Steve Rappaport at sentencing. Smollett told the judge he was innocent and not suicidal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Justice Department is charging 5 people accused of harassing and spying on U.S. residents for the Chinese government.
The 3 complaints accuse defendants of targeting residents whose politics differ from the People's Republic of China. The operatives singled out activists and, according to U.S. Attorney Breon Peace, acted
to disrupt the campaign of an Eastern District of New York resident currently running for U.S. Congress.
The DOJ says the cases highlight attempts to silence opposing views. Charges all 5 defendants face range from between 5 and 20 years in prison. As of Wednesday, only 3 of the 5 were in custody. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
New Jersey officials will commission studies on the environmental impact of offshore wind energy projects. They're spending over $3 million to study conditions in clam beds that will overlap with wind turbine farms and to study the ocean floor, including sunlight conditions, temperature, and carbon dioxide levels. Amazon's plans to buy a major entertainment company have moved closer to reality.
Amazon still faces a major hurdle from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission before it can purchase movie studio MGM. However, the deal has been cleared in Europe. The European Commission gave the deal unconditional approval. The EC says the transaction will not raise competition concerns in Europe. The FTC is expected to decide soon whether to approve the deal or file a legal challenge. Amazon plans to pay $8.5 billion for MGM. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
After a robust beginning, Americans slowed their spending in February as prices for gas and just about everything else continued to rise. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up just 0.3% after rising nearly 5% from December to January. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.